customers should look at performance of their own real-world applications when they're making purchasing decisions. In some cases, we have seen customers relying too heavily on standardized benchmarks such as LeanPack or SpecFP, but that does not give a complete picture on what they're going to see on their own workloads.
That's Paresh Patani, Director of HPC and Workstation Applications at Intel, talking about benchmarking for high-performance computing. I asked Paresh to tell me the main issues in HPC benchmarking.
LeanPack is probably the best known HPC benchmark out there, but it really does not represent the volume segment, which is majority of the market. Most independent software vendors have their own benchmarks, which they publish on their own websites. And examples of this would be LSTC, which has a pretty significant application called LSDyna for crash analysis of automobiles. And they publish their performance data on website like topcrunch.org. So basically, the right benchmark for specific customer would depend on the workload that they are trying to evaluate on, such as financial services workloads or manufacturing or oil and gas segments type of workloads. And Intel usually very proactively publishes performance data on ISV websites. So we generally recommend that customers evaluate their system based on actual application workloads rather than relying on any standardized benchmarking.
What are the important benchmarks when it comes to high-performance computing or HPC?
For example, if you are in manufacturing segment, which includes aerospace or automotive segments, you should definitely look at benchmarks such as LSDyna or MSI Nastran or ANSYS or Fluent. Those are key benchmarks, and by the way, that's not a comprehensive list. On the other hand, if you're evaluating financial services area, you should look at Black-Scholes benchmark. And in oil and gas segment, you should look at Schlumberger's performance data. So it really depends on which focus area you are in, and from that point of view, what relevant benchmarks are there.
Now, a SPECFP rate gets a lot of attention. Can you define that? What does that rate mean?
SPECFP rate basically simulates the floating point performance of a microprocessor, and it does not actually take into account the platform characteristics very well. So if your application is tracking floating point performance, then it's a really good measure. But in real-world applications, very few applications track floating point performance because, you know, there are a lot of other things that come into effect, such as integer performance, memory latency and bandwidth, I/O, network switch bandwidth and latency in case you are using clusters. So, you know, SPECFP rate is a good way to get one dimension of the performance, but there are other things you should look at.
If a customer is comparing systems for his own use, how can benchmarking help?
Generally, if you look at some of the things such as, you know, look at SPECFP performance on multiple systems that are published on spec.org type of websites, you may get a lot of misleading information. Not that benchmarks are not authenticated. They are pretty good and well done and well audited, but it won't be representative of your environment. If you as a customer are looking at ways to make a decision about your purchase, then you should try to look at things that match very closely with your day-to-day environment. And if you just go and say, look at LeanPack, which is a very popular HPC benchmark, you may not get the performance you were expecting. So that's what we would recommend.
How does Intel's latest product offering, the Xeon 5400 with the 5400 chipset, fare in benchmark testing?
In short, quite well. The platform and microprocessor have been greatly enhanced, and users should benefit from a leap ahead performance here. And not only the performance is much better, but there is reduction in power consumption. So, for example, if you know, certain amount of power was consumed at 2.33 gigahertz in previous generations Xeon quad core, now you can get same power consumption at much higher frequencies, such as 3.0 gigahertz. So you'll benefit from much better performance, much lower power consumption, and we have designed Xeon 5400 chipset with 20% faster front-side bus for bandwidth-intensive jobs. We introduced PCIe Gen 2 for faster interconnects. We have 50% larger L2 cache, which can really benefit the computer-intensive application. And in addition to that, to match up with the larger cache, we have increased the snoop filter by 50% so that there is not that much contention between two sockets in the platform. And some of the other platform instruction level improvements have already also been made in core microarchitecture, such as SSC4. This instruction set allows you to take advantage of the streaming and dot product type things and benefit digital content creation type applications.
Software vendors offer benchmarks that are generally accepted as better for measuring HPC performance. Can you explain how Intel did on these?
Today we released performance of many ISV applications on ISV websites. So these are validated and by ISVs and put on their websites. And Xeon 5400 with 5400 chipset has delighted all of the ISVs that we have been working with. They've seen tremendous performance improvement on these platforms. We have seen anywhere from 24% to 43% improvement in performance compared to previous generation Intel quad-core dual-socket platforms. So this is quite significant improvement in performance for our customers who are adopting these new platforms.
Paresh, in closing, does Intel have any of its own testing facilities where customers can bring in their own workloads for benchmark testing?
Yes, we have invested in a data center in DuPont, Washington, and this data center has several large clusters, and one of them being currently being put together is a Xeon 5400-based 256-node cluster. And we are well equipped to either have customers do a remote access into this data center, or they can come on site and measure performance of their applications on this cluster.
I've been talking with Paresh Patani, Director of HPC and Workstation Applications at Intel. I'm Catherine Girardeau. Thanks for listening.